Chapter 8. Paris. Exactly 1 month later, at precisely 3 o'clock, the doorbell rang at Albert's home in Paris. The Count of Monte Cristo entered, dressed immaculately in the finest French fashion and a velvet cloak. "My dear Count," Albert said, "I had begun to think our meeting in Rome was a dream."
"If only all dreams were as pleasant," the Count replied.
Albert led the Count into the drawing room, where two men rose and bowed. "This is my father," Albert said, "Fernand Mondego, and this is Baron Danglars, the richest banker in all of Paris." The Count's pale face flushed red as he came face to face with the men who ruined his life. They didn't recognize him, but he knew them immediately. Danglars had the same pompous sneer on his face, while Fernand remained a gloomy figure, despite the golden military medals on his coat.
"Those are fine medals," the Count said.
Fernand puffed out his chest.
"I won them defending a fortress against Turks in Greece."
"My father made his fortune while in Greece," Albert added eagerly.
"And what happened to the fortress?" asked the Count.
"I'm afraid that it was lost."
Danglars poured the Count a glass of champagne. The Baron glanced greedily at the Count's emerald rings.
"Albert tells me that you require the service of a banker," he said. "My customers have accounts with me of over 1,000,000 francs.
"1,000,000 francs, said the Count, laughing. "Why ever would I need a bank for such a trifling sum? I have 2,000,000 in my pocket right now."
Danglars was lost for words. The Count spoke so simply, he was either telling the truth or he was mad. But before he could ask which, a door opened and a woman entered dressed in a flowing silk gown. It was Mercedes. She saw the Count and froze. Her mouth cracked open and a tiny gasp came out.
"Are you ill, mother?" Albert asked. "You look suddenly pale."
The Count simply bowed.
"It is a look that suits you well, madam," he said. "And now that I have met you, I'm afraid I must leave. I only came to invite you all to a party at my new house in Paris."
The Count smiled and left, but inside his carriage, he sat back and groaned. Had Mercedes recognized him? It was strange seeing her after so long, but he felt no love, only hatred for Fernand and Danglars. He thought he might have killed them right then, but death was too good for them. He planned to make them suffer.